8:29, still following emergency triple team traffic, starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we've got plenty of problems on I-15. We'll start with the one that's got the 9th South exit ramp closed off of I-15 in downtown. That's because of a crash that started a vehicle fire, so all traffic being put onto 1300 South if you're on the collector. But the main flow just had a crash near 2100 South. They've actually blocked off the two right lanes, and now all the traffic being forced left, that's got traffic backed up all the way past 33rd South, and it's also affecting traffic on the 21st South Freeway between Redwood Road and I-15, making that transition very difficult. What about the south end of the valley, Eric Butler?
Well, we've also got northbound slowing on I-15 as you move north from Bluffdale exit all the way up into Sandy. It doesn't really clear up until you move past 90th South. Down in Utah County, an accident still being cleared just before you get to University Parkway exit in Orme, and that's got things backed up almost all the way to Center Street in Provo. Alicia?
Well, your Davis County drive, you're pretty much back to freeway speeds. Bountiful through the north interchange, you will still see a little bit of slow and go right around 6 North, 10th North area until about 6 North as you're heading into downtown. Right now, batteries plus bulbs save $20 on two times Power Marine batteries after mill-in rebate. Located in North Logan, Orme, and West Valley City. See batteriesplus.com for details. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.